Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Whew. I'd be sleepy.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the drive here today, this morning.
Oh.
You blacked out?
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Take a nap.
Mm-hmm. That's when he does his best driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a really good driver when I do that.
It's like, daggum, yeah. Richard Petty's out there.
Have y'all ever done that? You gotten somewhere and you go, hey, wait a minute, I don't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you look up, you're a certain place on the road, and then you go, did I pass the fire station? Because I wasn't paying attention when I did, because you know you get the same routine every day.
It's kind of scary when you do that. You're like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen asleep at a red light?
No.
I have.
You fell asleep. Wow. Yeah. In that short of a time.
Mm-hmm. And did someone honk to wake you up, or did you just jerk?
I just, you know, jerked awake. I didn't sleep through the cycle of it. Like where I woke up before it had turned green, but I specifically remember nodding off. And,
oh my god!
At least you were at a stoplight.
Yeah,
you can fall asleep at a traffic light, but you can't fall asleep in your bed.
Yeah. I know.
Some sick irony.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
And I can fall asleep at a traffic light because I can't fall asleep. It's one creates the other.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stay asleep at the stoplight, which is a good thing.
Right.
It's always been your problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't have trouble. He has trouble staying asleep.
I can't hold the sleep. That's the thing.
Mm. What woke you up? Did somebody honk at you or something?
No, my head followed. Oh, okay. You know. Like when you're nodding off when you shouldn't be, and your head just goes,
yeah.
Did that a lot in class.
Yeah. Ain't easy.
I just have to remember now, anytime I stop at a red light, that I don't need to prop my head up on it, like put my hand up there and prop my head on it, because I'll stay asleep then.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be good for anybody.
No.
All right, so in case you missed it, it's coming up, and that is Lindsay telling us all about when she got a faux proposal for marriage. Her her boyfriend at the time pulled the old bait and switch on her.
The old switcheroo.
Mm-hmm. So we will get into that coming up next.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. The best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so yesterday Lindsay told us about how her her husband, but then boyfriend, gave her a little bit of a head fake proposal. It was quite embarrassing for her. We call it the In Case You Missed It. So In Case You Missed It, here it is.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
The question came up, how do you think things would be different in our culture if the tradition was for women to propose marriage to men? How would things be different? So we threw that up on our social medias to see what people thought about it. And did anybody think anything profound, Riggins, that could help us in getting, you know, to the end of our study?
Maybe. I don't know. You'll have to decide if this makes sense or not. Kim said men would be planning the wedding, and it would be all barbecues and tailgate type of things. And that was the top answer, but I disagree with that. I don't think that would change at all.
No.
Just because the woman is proposing to the man.
I guess she's saying the roles would be reversed in both scenarios. Yeah.
Right, but we're not saying that what would happen if men became women and women became men. It's just this one thing of the proposal. Would more women be proposing faster? Because, you know, they always say that men drag their feet, and especially if you're living with a man, you're giving him all the benefits of a marriage without a commitment. And so, you know, and then men sometimes will say, man, she was wanting talking about getting married after a couple of months of dating and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, there'd be less weddings for sure, because women would, after a few months, like you say, pop the question, and then...
Yeah,
men would be like, no.
That's the second top response. Amy said no would be a much more common answer than yes.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, did you want Kyle to propose before he did? Like, were you ready for him to propose and he wasn't?
We went to Chicago for something after like 8 or 9 months of dating, and I could have sworn he was going to propose. He took me to this nice dinner. I think it was the Trump Tower, like on the top in Chicago. I bought this new outfit because I went to the store and told the sales associate, my boyfriend's going to propose.
Oh.
And I got this outfit. We go up there, and I'm like waiting into the night. I'm like, well, guess I was wrong. And I was wrong. It was a year and a half total. So whatever that is. But anyway, way too early. Months later. Yeah. 6 months later. Yeah. So cool. Cool.
Did you get mad at him too? You were like, you should have done it here.
I get mad at him now. I didn't tell him then because I'm like, oh, he would break up with me.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm going to say something controversial, yet brave. There's an article out today that says how to thicken up watery salsa.
Ooh.
Here's my hot take. I want it watery.
You do?
You don't have to thicken it up for me. I want it watery.
Agreed.
Restaurant style, blend it up. I want, when I scoop my free chips and salsa, I want it to be dripping on its way to my mouth. I don't want the chunks in it.
Chili's. Do you like Chili's?
Chili's has good salsa.
It's just watery.
Yeah.
I don't want hunks of... That's why I don't eat pico. I don't eat pico de gallo because I don't like all the onions and peppers and stuff crunching.
Yeah, I always look at that. I'm like, oh, you forgot to blend it.
Yeah.
This could have been salsa, but you didn't. You stopped early.
Mm-hmm. So, you're lazy.
Yeah. Maybe you're just lazy.
It's like just throwing, you know, some diced up... jalapeno and a half an avocado that's not cut up together.
That's
and just say, hey, here's guac.
Right.
What? That's not a thing. Right. But they say one of the signs of getting older is appreciating the chunks in your salsa.
Mm.
You like that kind of stuff now, but I disagree. I want it dripping off the chip.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it watery.
Same.
And when I was at my parents' house over the weekend, they're retired now, but they do a lot of shopping. They got a full pantry. And I get there right before lunchtime, but it's not early enough for lunch. I said, you got any snacks? And she said, oh, yeah, we've got, and it's all weird snacks. She's like, well, I just bought E.L. Fudge cookies from Keebler. I'm like, E.L. Fudge cookies? Those Elf? Remember those? Those Elf sandwiches?
Those are
cookies?
Good.
Yeah, delicious.
They're actually very good, but it was just so random. And I was like, no, I'm not really, you got anything like chips? And she goes, oh, sure, we've got chili oil covered cashews. Okay, you're not really doing it for me yet. She's like, how about a liver sausage sandwich? I was like, Mom, you got to understand how crazy this sounds right now. Although, all those things, delicious. They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they just got weird snacks.
Yeah, like you know, my grandparents, my grandmother always offering us these crazy flavors of ice cream that they had.
Yeah.
Black cherry walnut ice cream. You want Nana to get you a bowl of black cherry walnut ice cream?
Yeah.
But she would tease us first and go, you boys want some ice cream?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I just got some of this delicious blackberry walnut ice cream. You want that?
Oh,
no thanks.
No.
Oh, great. There's nuts in the ice cream. Just what I was hoping.
Yeah. Pineapple pecan.
God.
It's awful. Yum, actually. But.
Yeah. It was weird, but my mom loaded me down with food, pulled out a cooler and zipped it all up and sent me on my way. And I left the dog there. It was like, I felt like a new man.
Yeah.
The world at my fingertips. And then we had a meeting right after I got home.
Wah,
I didn't
wah.
Feel as free.
So you went and did that in the morning yesterday, or you did it the night before?
Yeah,
the day before.
Saturday morning, I went over there and mm-hmm. then hung out with them all day. And then on Sunday morning, I left there.
Yeah.
So.
And were they mad that you left the dog with them and didn't tell them? You just ran?
Yeah. So my mom was like, well, I have four women over to play Mahjong tomorrow, and only one of them scared of dogs. So, oh, great.
Only one.
And she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oy vey.
No, she can stay home.
Exactly. Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
A long time ago, people started advocating for trampolines so they weren't as dangerous to be what? Buried in the ground.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say those nets around them, but you're right.
Yeah, bury them in the ground. Even with the nets, not as safe, which... The net was a whole different thing, too. It's ruined the fun. But then it was, you got to bury it. If you don't bury it, then you hate your kids. You want them to get hurt and possibly killed. That's the way they made you feel. Well, there's a new playground in Australia. And, you know, they have a lot of government regulations and things in Australia. So, of course... They bury the trampolines in the ground for the kids to keep them safe, but they didn't take into consideration that old people go to this park and they don't see the trampolines and they think they're just walking on the ground. And what do? They've been stepping down onto trampolines. One lady broke her nose.
Oh, no.
And stepped through the springs even, you know. So they don't put a thing around it to say don't walk here, evidently. That woman that fell into one of the trampolines that broke her nose, lost her senses of taste and smell.
Oh my goodness.
But that wouldn't have happened if you'd had the trampoline up on legs on the ground like it's supposed to be. But who puts trampolines in a city park?
I know. I've never heard of
that. That's what I was going to ask.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Those Aussies bouncing around at the park.
Yeah. Who wants to go bouncing?
Yeah. Oi. I stepped on a trampoline, broke my nose.
Now, those trampolines that they have at those bounce house places, you know, like the exercise.
Yeah.
You go in there and do trampolines for exercise and all. Those are cool.
Yeah.
Where like the whole floor is a trampoline. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to one of those things, Riggins?
Oh, yeah.
With your nieces and nephews or anything?
No, I haven't. But I do picture it smelling funky in there for some reason. Yeah. Like whenever I see videos of those trampoline parks, I'm like, oh, my, I can smell this video.
Yeah.
The one that I've been to didn't smell like that, but I love trampolines. I did growing up. Mm-hmm. I just loved them. And so my kids were little, and I went out there with them, and I hit it like crazy. I remember this. You know,
yeah.
It was like a millennial wanting some child nostalgia. And after about, 7 or 8 bounces, I was exhausted and trying to get off of it.
Yeah.
But I was on the other side. And trying to, weave my way in and out of these kids. Meanwhile, my legs are jello. I'm about to fall down. It was a disaster. It wasn't nearly as fun as I remember it being.
I just read an article about that, though. How healthy it is to jump on a trampoline.
Yeah.
10 minutes on a trampoline is like 45 minutes running.
Yeah. When's the last time you jumped on a trampoline?
It's been forever.
Yeah, to just go out there and just up and down, jump across. I mean, it will wear you out fast.
I'm starting to think I need one, though, for the workout.
Study done by the redneck the redneck athletes of America.
Yeah.
You know what's really good for you? Jumping on a trampoline with fireworks. That makes it even more interesting.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, we got group therapy today. Group therapy. And we're going to help somebody determine whether or not her new boyfriend has an ex-wife or a wife.
Interesting.
That's what she's wondering.
Okay. Interesting question.
And so it's always great when they reach out to well-adjusted radio podcast people for help.
Absolutely. Right now, what's trending, People Magazine is going to announce their sexiest man alive today.
Oh, can you see where they're going to do it?
Where?
I think they're doing it on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I think.
They usually do it in the morning, like on Good Morning America or Today Show.
Well, maybe he's going to have the sexiest man tonight.
Oh, as a guest.
And then maybe even put him on his show.
Yeah. So you've had, last couple of years, it's been the guy that was in Apollo. What's his name? Michael B. Jordan.
Sandman?
Oh. Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt has obviously been in there. Chris Evans.
Blake Shelton.
Paul Rudd. Blake Shelton. Who is the sexiest man alive right now? Do you know?
I don't know. Was Ryan Reynolds ever?
I think Ryan Reynolds has been in there.
Yeah. McDreamy.
Patrick Dempsey. Was last year.
Sexiest man alive right now is Shohei Ohtani.
You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah. He's adorable. What are you talking about? He's adorable with his little dog.
Yeah. Yeah, who's like a hot guy in Hollywood, do you think?
They're all so hot. Yeah, I don't know. I can't pick.
Everybody's good looking.
It's hard to say now, Riggins, because there aren't movie stars like there used to be. You know that old thing?
Yeah.
Agreed, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know who made it in the issue, though? He's not the cover star, but it's Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez's boyfriend.
I do not see that.
That's one of the sexiest men alive. Come on. I think they put that out there just to get a little hype because they know people are going to be like, what is that?
Yeah.
He's not the sexiest man alive.
Right. But that's just the, you know, we know he's not sexy, but if we call him sexy, it'll make us feel better about ourselves. Yeah. Right. That's what that is. Yeah. Right. They do that in those Hollywood publications all the time.
Yeah.
And I know to act like the people are hot when they're not.
I've heard that the PR companies for these celebrities campaign throughout the year to get their star as the sexiest man, which makes it seem like so seedy.
I'm trying to do that job. That is a job. Listen, I can campaign for hot people all day.
Yeah. Right. But she wouldn't be able to get an ugly person a meal if they were starving.
Yeah, maybe. Nobody,
she just can't advocate for ugly people.
No.
Megan Fox is also trending this morning. She is pregnant with a child from Machine Gun Kelly. MGK, as they're calling him on social media. But, I think this is their first kid together. She's got three kids with Brian Austin Green. This is their first child together. And I think Machine Gun Kelly has one other child.
I think this is so awesome.
Do you?
Yes. You like, I mean, I think if you want a well-adjusted, productive member of society, you let Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox raise you. I mean, that's what you're going to get nonstop.
That's a good combo.
Yeah. Nothing but greatness.
Yeah. True
greatness. No weirdo factors or anything. All those children are going to be so normal.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to have a weird name. The weirdest name.
How much do you dislike your spouse? That's what we're going to find out coming up next.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
How much do you dislike your spouse or significant other? Like a scale of 1 to 10. Just think about that as you go throughout the day. Because I guarantee you don't dislike your spouse or significant other as much as Ryan Borgwart. Have you been following this story?
No.
He's in Wisconsin. He plans a kayaking trip. He's got kids that are in high school and kids that are in elementary school. He's been married a long time, you know. And he plans this kayaking trip up in Wisconsin or Minnesota rather. No, Wisconsin. And he bails on his boat, leaves the boat there, leaves his car there, and disappears. He fakes his own death.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I've thought of that before. Faking your
own death. But they, you know, a quick, his wife hands over his laptop, and it turns out he's deleted all his browser history the day before the kayaking trip. He applied for airline cards, they called them, in January, which it sounds like an airline gift card.
Yeah.
And renewed his passport also this year. So they believe that he is has linked up with a woman from Uzbekistan, somewhere in Europe. And this guy's in his 40s. He's like an established businessman. He's got a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, you know, at formidable ages. So he's the police are now looking for him, and anybody that has information on him are urged to reach out.
Riggins, does it say if they've been having trouble, like they've been arguing more, he's been more isolated at home and things like that? You know, the questions they would ask if he were a suspected serial killer.
Yeah. The wife, the only comment the wife has made is, as this is an ongoing investigation, I cannot comment on it at this time.
Right.
Which means, leads me to believe that she's just like, I know what he did. I'm not talking about it until he gets back here. Just go find him.
Yeah.
Right? She's like fit to be tied.
Let me deal with him.
She sees through all this stuff. He ain't dead. You ain't dead.
But you know, in those serial killer things, they'll come by. The only thing that they wouldn't ask her that they would probably ask if it were a suspected serial killer is, does he have a room that only he is allowed to go into, and he gets mad if somebody comes into his room or tries to get into his room?
Oh, my God.
What's usually in that room?
Well, it's whatever plans they're doing. It could be, you know, souvenirs of their victims.
Oh, God.
It could be the victims themselves. It could be, you know, anything. But I'm sitting there thinking, in every one of those, if I had a room and I told my wife and kids, you are not allowed in this room, and I'm going to lock it with a padlock whenever I'm not home, and then when I'm in here, the door is locked and you don't even think about coming in, how long you think that would last?
2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my wife would laugh in my face.
Yeah.
Don't ever go in here. I'm going to lock it. What?
She'd get the metal whatever you call it.
Okay, give that a try, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you weren't doing anything bad, you should just try it. Like, get her reaction. Like, this room is off limits, Jody.
Oh, man, if I were handy enough to put a lock on the outside of it, that would be like, while she's gone to Bible study this morning.
Yeah.
If she got home and I put a padlock on the outside of my door.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
I need a video of that.
That would be the new greatest TikTok trend, is like people telling their spouses this room is now off limits.
Yeah.
Do that and send us the video and just get their reaction. Yeah. Hey, no more going in this room. It's off limits.
Yeah, this is my space right here.
Oh my God. Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, it's group therapy time. That's where people who have dilemmas write in and get your advice on what they should be doing. Mainly, they're just asking for my advice, but I allow other people to give advice as well. So I'm going to read at this pretty quickly so we have time to get it all in and throw around some opinions. TJ and Riggins, I'm having a hard time with what to do next and need a little perspective or guidance from you and your listeners. I've been seeing this great guy. It's always a great guy, isn't it?
So,
I've been seeing this great guy for the past few weeks, and things have been moving slowly, which is just fine. We've gone on several dates, and just recently he spent the night at my place, so a big step, right? Anyway, I was admiring his watch that he had taken off, and he told me, thanks, my wife got it for me. It was obvious by my reaction that I was not expecting to hear that. So then he quickly corrects himself and says, sorry, my ex-wife, and leaves it at that. I ask him to tell me more about this person whom I just found out about, and he says it's not a big deal. He just slipped up and explained that they had been separated for a while and just got a divorce earlier this year. Then he said that I was the first person that he's seen since the divorce and not to worry. I didn't press him on it anymore, but now I'm freaking out that he's still married and I'm the other woman. I tried looking him up on Instagram, but couldn't find him. He had already told me that he's not big on social media. So I'm torn. I want to believe him because he checks all the boxes. But we don't have enough time built up in our relationship for me to get a gauge on who he really is. Does that make sense? Is this one of those cases where if it's too good to be true, it probably is? My girlfriends are telling me red flag, red flag. But could he be telling the truth? Help. Okay, I'm confused. Are they moving slowly or did they just share themselves with one another? Because those two things are not, they're opposite each other. Right. They can't go on at the same time.
It's confusing.
Yeah. So, this problem that she doesn't even know whether he's married or not happens when you move too quickly, which is what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done. They've moved too quickly. But she's the only one confused. He's fine. He's like, you got a nice watch, bebopping and scatting all over town with his wife.
Yeah, he don't care.
I think he's telling the truth, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do too, but the fact that they're just separated, I mean, this could have happened.
No, he said they've been separated a long time, but they just got their divorce finalized.
Oh, they just got their divorce. Okay, well, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess he's telling the truth, but let's break up. Let's break up.
That's good advice for any group therapy. Let's just break up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't leave it at that, to be honest. If you want to keep seeing him, it depends on how nice the watch is. We'll determine whether he's worth putting in that extra effort,
Sure, sure.
One day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you think? If you've you got something to say, you got an opinion about this, go to our social medias at, is it at the TJ Riggins Show or just at TJ Riggins?
At TJ Riggins Show.
All right, at TJ Riggins Show. We'll see what we'll come up with next.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. Group therapy today is a young woman who has reached out to us, or as some of my friends I grew up with in Winfield, Louisiana would say, she had retched out to us. And she says, hey, I just bedded down with this guy I've been dating for a little while. And as he's getting dressed again, I handed him his watch and I said, nice watch. He said, thanks. My wife gave it to me. And I'm like, what? Your wife? And he said, well, my ex-wife, they've been separated for a long time and they just got officially divorced. And that's why she didn't know anything about it. So she's wondering, is that really his ex-wife or is he married and she's the other woman now? So what are people on the social media say?
Oh, they're saying a lot. Amy said, girl, you don't need any advice on what to do. You know what to do. Channel your inner PI. Women can be the best detectives.
Yes.
But men usually are the ones that are the best detectives.
Well, they get paid for it, but.
I mean, women are good at being sneaky and conniving and going and finding out information like that.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
A 2024 detective is Instagram centric.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, ladies.
Judy said, red flag, all caps. I'm not saying he's lying. But it is an issue you need to press him on. Don't ignore just because he checks off other boxes. Find out now, all caps. Mm. If he's being truthful, he won't mind you inquiring. Yeah. People who have something to hide often say it's not a big deal to throw off the other person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what Judy said.
Yes, Judy.
Christina said, yeah, about that. I'm going to need some proof. Trust your gut, especially if his divorce took place in NC. You have to be legally separated for a year before you can get a divorce.
But he said they've been separated for a long time.
Yeah, I think that was established in the...
But either way, she should go to his house. Look, show me your house.
Mm-hmm.
You came over to my house and we bedded down, like we've known each other for a long time. So let me go to your house and check it out. Let me go see where you live, bruh.
Yeah.
I love when you say bedded down. It just
I know, bedded down.
They took to the bed is what they did. They took to the bed.
I hate that.
I do too.
Don said, trust but verify. Have you been to his house? Pay attention to his phone. Does it ring? Does he leave it in the car? Does he take it if he leaves the room? Trust your instincts. Don't be accusing and insecure. Find out what you need to know and move accordingly.
See, it just feels like a lot of work. You're giving me a lot of it. Just break up with him. Just, yeah, it's a lot. I'm tired.
Just kind of wash your hands. Other people ask, why haven't you been to the house? Is there a reason? Do you go out in public together in the town where you both live? I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, if he's married, then he's not going to take her out in public.
Trying to avoid public spaces.
He's not going to go to the Dairy Queen.
No Dairy Queen for you.
Yeah. And a lot of people saying red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Sure.
A slip up, yes, but not the kind that is good for you. He slipped up by accidentally saying he was married.
Hmm. But I love somebody threw the President Reagan quote in there. Trust but verify.
Trust but verify. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. I believe him, though. Why not?
Because he's the guy in the situation?
Yeah, I mean, we got to trust men first before, we just start, condemning them. Riggins, we got to stand by our brothers.
Brothers in arms.
Yes. Oh, God. Kidding.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.